The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Virginia Congressman Bob Good will be the House Freedom Caucus's next chairperson. On X, formerly known as Twitter, Good said he would fight to reduce government spending and secure the border. The Conservative Freedom Caucus has become a powerful player in the narrow GOP majority, especially as fights over a government shutdown become more common. Good voted against a November proposal to temporarily fund the government. His Central Virginia district stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border. The U.S. Committee of Transportation and Infrastructure held a hearing Tuesday on the site selection process for a new FBI headquarters. Officials from the General Services Administration and the FBI fielded questions over the process's changing criteria, among other topics. The GSA's Elliot Dooms said other site location recommendations have been ignored in the past.
In 2016, when GSA was asked to do the first down select, a panel of career officials recommended several sites, and they excluded Springfield. And the deputy PBS commissioner at the time decided not to accept that recommendation and decided, using their authority, to add Springfield as one of the sites to be considered.
After a decade-long search, a Maryland site was selected last month over one in Fairfax County. Virginia officials and FBI Director Chris Wray said the selection was influenced by a conflict of interest. $90 million will be included in Governor Glenn Youngkin's upcoming budget proposal to create a collaborative network among Virginia Tech, the University of Virginia, and Virginia Commonwealth University. Life sciences, biotechnology, and pharmaceutical manufacturing will be a component of Virginia's research triangle, according to the Roanoke Times. Potential projects include finding methods to help cancer patients avoid radiation damage during treatment and research into people's behavior that leads to cancer. If funding's approved, the three schools will need to sign onto the program. Virginia first responders are struggling to keep up with a 40% increase in emergency calls during the past 3 years, according to a new state report. Fire and EMS providers are asking for state funding to address the situation. VPM News reporter Ben Pavier has more.
The report was drafted by a work group of local fire and EMS providers, as well as state and local officials. They found local departments are struggling to find volunteers and staff, and to keep up with the growing cost of equipment. William Boger is District Vice President of Virginia Professional Firefighters and a Henrico County firefighter. He says more people are calling 911 for non-urgent medical care.
So it causes our call volume to skyrocket. That's one thing that we've seen. It's just the call volume is increasing. The funding is not keeping pace with it.
The report offered several recommendations, including creating state-funded salaries for firefighters. Governor Glenn Youngkin's Secretary of Public Safety, Terrence Cole, shot down that idea in a letter to lawmakers last month. He suggested federal grants could help plug funding gaps. Boger says that funding is valuable but can be inconsistent. Ben Pavier, VPM News.
Federal infrastructure dollars are flowing into the city of Richmond to help reduce the number of traffic-related accidents and fatalities. VPM News reporter Ian Stewart has details.
Roughly $11 million will be used to install things like LED streetlights, red light enforcement cameras, and to make transit stops more ADA compliant. The funds come from the federal government's Safe Street and Roads Grant Program and were announced Monday in a joint statement by Democratic Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. According to the city, there have been more than 3,000 crashes on city streets and 22 traffic-related deaths this year. In addition to other improvements, the funds will be used to install almost 2 miles of buffered bike lanes. Ian Stewart, VPM News.
Washington, D.C.'s pro basketball and hockey teams could one day play in Alexandria. A panel of Virginia officials okayed a plan Monday to build a new arena for the Wizards and Capitals at Potomac Yard, according to the Washington Post. Monumental Sports and Entertainment, which owns the teams, has not committed to the project, and members of the local city council as well as the General Assembly would need to approve the development. If approved, a new taxing authority would be formed to issue bonds to fund the project, which would be paid back with ticket revenue. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.